Broadcasting Network.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, we sure can. This is your country folk up here in North Dakota. Winter hasn't started yet, but it's coming. And this is James Kelso. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on October 24th, I think it is, 2021. And we'll be together for 2 hours, if I can keep your attention that long. Keep it interesting for 2 hours from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. This is live radio. You're most invited to call in. I don't have Donald Trump with us today, which is the only thing that preempts your calls. If I've got Donald Trump in a recent appearance, or we've actually had him with live appearances, of course, that preempts me and all the rest of us. But no Donald Trump today, at least I haven't found any so far. So you can call in and participate at 512-248-8252. I hope some of you will call in. I'll try to kick off your thinking and give you something to chew on, topics for phone calls here in just a moment. I think that takes care of our preliminaries. I'll tell you this, you should be sending your support to the Republic Broadcasting Network, of course, and one reason is to help out the guys that do the real work, who are the engineers. I mean, we radio hosts, especially ones like me, really are put some years on the engineers. We really drive them to the edge of the cliff with our shenanigans. I just had a key piece of equipment unplugged here, and the engineer there in Round Rock, Texas, is frantically trying to figure out what's going on. It's just I've got the wrong jack plugged into my mixer. So these guys are beautiful down in Round Rock. They put it all together with chewing gum and baling wire. So make sure you're sending your support to Round Rock, Texas, to the Republic Broadcasting Network, set up by John Stabmiller and heroically kept alive all these years. Let's see, to start off the conversation, a couple of things. Oh, I've got a real treat for you to start the show off. And let's see, we can talk about two topics I'll open with. One is the January 6th and what is becoming ever more clear. Boy, are there some gems that are appearing from that 14,000 hours of video, only little selected bits of which have been released to the public. And those are the very carefully selected little bits that make it look as if there was some kind of a riot in the Capitol on January 6th, which there wasn't. And there was something, there were some people breaking a few windows. There were some people urging violence. And guess what, folks? Those were FBI agents. And I sure hope somebody, they had this clown, the attorney general, they had him in the hot seat. And somebody needs to really, really pin him down. He's the attorney general. He's the boss of the FBI. He's the boss of the entire Justice Department. So we need to know how many FBI agents were part of the planning and the execution of what was a setup in order to hurt Donald Trump and to hurt you. To hurt all of us patriots. But one of the videos that surfaced is of a guy who's clearly an FBI agent. And he's, let's see, I'll play you a little of the sound. This guy is saying, "We're going in." This is the night before the January 6th rally. So this is January 5th. He's yelling, "We're going in tomorrow. We're going into the Capitol." And there is video of this guy in six different locations. Yelling to the crowd, "We're going in tomorrow." Okay, this guy's not a Trump supporter. He's not a patriot. He's a plant. He's either an asset or an employee of the FBI. And the people actually, patriots like you in the crowd, actually start yelling at the guy, "Fed, Fed, Fed." They're identifying him right there. It's so obvious. He's a Fed. They're yelling, "This guy's a Fed." He's urging a break-in to the Capitol. And but it gets curiouser and curiouser. Has anybody in the FBI or the Attorney General, have they identified who this clearly? Very obviously, their face recognition, their voice recognition, they know who this guy is, especially since he's on their payroll. But let's go, for the sake of argument, let's just say he's not. Why haven't they identified this guy? I mean, he would be a real ringleader, right? The night before saying, "We're going into the Capitol," he's going all around the crowd. This is a ringleader. You want to bust this guy? Surely you're going to get your face recognition and your voice, and you put the message out everywhere. Your all points bulletin, which they've done on other people who did nothing, who have been locked up in solitary confinement for more than half a year, which is a form of punishment, which you very clear in American law, our traditional law, rule of law, you don't use. Confinement, you're innocent until proven guilty. You do not use a jail as a punishment before a trial. That's basic, fundamental American law. Every judge knows that law. Every attorney knows that law. That is the law. We don't have law in this country anymore. Anyway, has any effort been made to identify this guy who's saying, "We're going in tomorrow"? All through the crowd. And that's just the film that we have, the video that we have. The guy's everywhere he goes, he's saying, "We're going in tomorrow." So he must have been just going everywhere, all through the crowd. There, who knows how much more video there is of this guy? They don't want to know who he is. They're not putting out an all points bulletin on this guy. Their face recognition software can absolutely nail. This is a middle-aged guy, well-spoken. This is not a bum that they pulled out of a dumpster somewhere. This is a well-spoken, educated, middle-aged male who clearly has an identity somewhere in America. And voice recognition would identify him in 5 seconds. Face recognition in 5 seconds. But they don't want to know who this guy is. Same applies to all the people who broke windows, who are in their black ops, their black outfits, with their masks. Nobody's indicted any one of these guys. Nobody's identified any one of these guys. These are the guys who staged the event. Funny how this happens, isn't it? Anyway, so that's going on to January 6th. Then there's another one. Let me switch topics right now. I'd love to hear you talking about January 6th. And everything that we see, all of it, has been an effort to destroy the theme of this show, which is Donald John Trump. Everything. Every event, everything going on, everything the FBI has done, every bone in Christopher Wray's body, and Andrew McCabe, and James Comey, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, every fiber of their being has been dedicated to not solving crime or protecting America or doing the job of the once and former FBI. No, it's been to destroying Donald Trump, and it still is. And furthering the agenda of the Bolshevik communist takeover of America, which was made possible by the destruction of Donald Trump. And so January 6th, that'll be one of our topics. Here's another one. It's entirely designed to destroy Donald Trump, and that's the scamdemic. There have been interesting developments in the scamdemic. Let me... I don't want to bum you out right off the top of the, right off the beginning of the show. So let me give you something encouraging. Have any of you had any contact with the Mennonites, the Amish, the Hutterites? That's what we have here in this part of North Dakota. We have a good number of Hutterites, H-U-T-T-E-R. And these are wonderful people. The Mennonites, the Amish, the Hutterites. These are these beautiful communities of people who go back, how many years? The migration from usually Germany and Bavaria was made, and I've forgotten the year, so I used to be pretty good on this history. But I see these Hutterites all the time here in North Dakota. They're wonderful people. They live in their own farm communities. They have their own world, their own complete civilization. They don't go to public schools. They don't want anything to do with public schools. They have as little as to do with the government as possible. They have as little to do with the medical establishment as possible. Zero is their target on all of those, and they achieve it routinely. They're a picture of health, rosy-cheeked, strong. They have wonderful, prosperous farms, and they achieve independence and prosperity. Some of them, there are different schools of thought among these religious communities. Some of them are dedicated to farming with horses and oxen, and they don't use electricity. I mean, it's amazing, and they're very prosperous. They live as, don't shrink in horror, your ancestors, yes, I'm talking about you sitting right there listening to my voice now, your great-great-grandfather and grandmother lived exactly this way. They didn't have electricity in their home because Thomas Edison and others hadn't perfected electricity, public electricity yet. They didn't have TV and radios. They hadn't been invented by your people yet. They didn't drive around in cars because Henry Ford and others of your people hadn't invented them yet. They did just as your ancestors did. They farmed, lived with horses. And they heated their homes with wood that they chopped themselves, including right here in North Dakota, minus 20, minus 30, minus 40 degrees. And they prospered. They were fruitful and multiplied. Lots of babies. So I'm going to. Another contact I have with these people, I once traveled through Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and I'm going to play you a video right now that shot in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, in a Mennonite, talking to some Mennonites about the what Kelso calls the scamdemic. So listen to what the Hutter, the not Hutterites in this case, the Mennonites have to say about the scamdemic. My term, not theirs. They do a better job than I ever do of proving that the scamdemic is a scam. Let's listen to them now. This is a great report. Let me see if I have the right one. This is a reporter named Cheryl Atkinson. I don't know anything about her. I seem to recognize her face, but it's a great report. Listen to this interview that she does. Let me play it. It's just short, 5 minutes. You're going to enjoy it. Sit back and enjoy this. She's talking to a Mennonite gentleman about how the Mennonites, what did they do throughout this whole scamdemic?
Hindsight is still very much underway. For your consideration, a story and outcome you probably aren't hearing much about anywhere else. It takes place in the heart of Amish country, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Now, forgive me, since you can't see the picture very well, I hope, staring there at your speakers. I'll intersperse here just a, you know, like the old in the old radio days, they bring you a baseball game, you know, strike one. He winds up the pitch. It's a long one. It's going, going, going. You know, they tried to give you the picture of the ball game that you couldn't see because TV hadn't been invented yet. So this is a picture right now of Amish country, Mennonite country as well, in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and beautiful farms.
Thousands of families lead lives largely separate from modern America. The Amish are a Christian group that emphasizes the virtuous over the superficial. They don't usually drive, use electricity, or have TVs. And during the COVID-19 outbreak, they became subjects in a massive social and medical experiment.
Now, interesting. Now, of course, the hoofbeats that you just heard, of course, that was a horse going down the paved county road. I used to shoe horses, so that horse probably had some special horseshoes on to go down that county road and put on by the Mennonites themselves. That's a real art, shoeing a horse. And they ride these buggies that are wonderful buggies that they build by themselves, by hand. They build all their own furniture. They erect their own barns. They build their own houses. They do it all. They can their own food, slaughter their own meat. You know, I'll tell you what. When push comes to shove, the people that are going to be best off in America are these Hutterites, Mennonites, Amish, other than radioactive clouds of red Chinese nuclear radiation blowing across their farm, they should do all right. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks. Boy, I'll tell you what, I learned a bundle during the break. And let's go back to this video, which is of a, they're described as Amish Mennonites. And I learned a little bit in the break about why you would say that, Amish Mennonites, named after a founder, Menno Simons. There's the word Mennonite. And another founder named, I'm going to find him here in just a second. We all should know this much better than we do. This is important history. It's our history. Was it Joseph Amon, who was a founder? From his name, Amon comes Amish. But here we go. Let's go back to this very interesting report by a reporter.
So it's safe to say there was a whole different approach here in this community when coronavirus broke out.
Absolutely.
Than many other places.
Absolutely.
Calvin Lapp is Amish Mennonite.
There's three things the Amish don't like, and that's government. They won't get involved in government. They don't like the public education system. They won't send their children to education, and they also don't like the health system. They they rip us off. Those are three things that we feel like we're fighting against all the time.
Now, the guy who's talking is a picture of health. His teeth are perfect. I wish I had his teeth. He's been out in the sun. He looks like a farmer. The picture of health. And I like the way he thinks. Healthy thinking.
Well, those three things are all part of what COVID is.
Now, we shift to a scene here of the Amish, or the Mennonites here, in a marketplace, an open market auction thing. It's a flower market. And they're selling their flowers at this market. And wait till you hear this Mennonite, Mr. Lapp, wait till you hear him. I guess they would call him Brother Lapp. Describe how they've done during the scamdemic, but including at places like this flower market.
After a short shutdown last year, the Amish chose a unique path that led to COVID-19 tearing through at warp speed. It began with an important religious holiday in May.
When they take communion, they dump their wine into a cup, and they take turns to drink out of that cup. So you go the whole way down the line, and everybody drinks out of that cup. So if one person has coronavirus, the rest of the church is going to get coronavirus. First time they went back to church, everybody got coronavirus.
Lapp says they weren't denying coronavirus. They were facing it head on.
It's a worse thing to quit working than dying. But to shut down and say that we can't go to church, we can't get together with family, we can't see our old people in the hospital, we got to quit working. You're working, it's going completely against everything that we believe. And you're changing our culture completely to try to act like they wanted us to act last year. And we're not going to do it.
We're not going to do it. That's what we all should have done. We all should have said, go to hell. No, we're not shutting down our jobs, our lives, our families. No, you're not going to deny us access to our loved ones. Anyway, let me cut to the chase here and tell you where this is all going. Guess who has, months and months ago, maybe a year ago, guess who achieved herd immunity? That's right. The Hutterites, the Mennonites, the Amish achieved herd immunity right away. They all got the virus just the way kids do traditionally in school. They all catch every bug that goes through the school. Every kid catches it. And guess what? They get herd immunity, bingo, bango, bongo, right away. And we've been doing that as people for thousands of years. That's how viruses, that's how colds, flus, that's how they run their course, and we're done with them. And that's what would have happened. The point I'm going to get to here is this. These people just said, we ain't going to do it. No masks, no vaccines, no shots, no shutdowns. And guess what? That's what we all should have, would have, could have done. And this all would have gone away. Donald Trump would still be president. And our world, right now, our world is being destroyed. Let's listen some more.
Steve Nolte is a scholar on Amish and Mennonite culture and Mennonite himself. He's studying Amish news publications to analyze community-wide trends.
So are you saying as of about May of 2020, things kind of went back to normal in the Amish community?
Yeah, it's kind of by the middle of May, it's sort of like back to a typical behavior again.
So their first, well, it took them one communion to solve the whole problem. We'll be right back.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the shoe. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
We're back, folks.
What I hate.
Thanks for joining us, and we're going to return to Amish country, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. I hope some of you have had the experience of meeting these wonderful people, or maybe you may be near one of their colonies. They are around the world. I just looked it up here. There are over 1 million, 1.5 million Mennonites in the world, and they, what we're learning here is how they dealt with the Anthony Fauci's scamdemic. The People's Liberation Army, Communist Party of China, scamdemic. The Joe Biden, well, Let's Go Brandon, and by the way, I ordered my first Let's Go Brandon shirt today. I sent $45 to the Win Red campaign, which is the Save America Super PAC, which is selling a Let's Go Brandon shirt. Of course, it doesn't cost them $45. It's a contribution to the Trump campaign before the Trump campaign has actually officially begun. So it's a contribution to a political action committee, which is perfectly okay to do. And I made the minimum contribution to get myself a Let's Go Brandon shirt. But the this is the Brandon, Biden, Schumer, Pelosi scamdemic. This is how they, let's listen how they dealt with it. And they've beaten it. They beat the whole thing. They had the solution. They had it right from the get-go. And guess what? We were offering the same advice right here on this show. I should get my own buggy. I should qualify for a buggy and a horse, handcrafted by the Mennonites or locally here, the Hutterites, for adopting the same approach with which they have beaten the scamdemic. And by the way, it's the approach we've used right here at the Kelso home, and we've beaten the scamdemic right here the exact same way. Well, no, we didn't take communion with wine with somebody in the group who had COVID virus, but we've all you don't have to get in contact with it that way. We've all had good ways to get in contact with the latest flu, out of this time an engineered flu. Different. There's a difference. A little bit more lethality there. An engineered flu from Anthony Fauci, the Centers for Disease Control, who funded it. That's the other huge, huge, huge story, is that the Centers for Disease Control, yes, Rochelle Walensky, yes, your group, sweetheart, your group funded the Wuhan lab. You gave us COVID-19. You created it, you monsters, you Dr. Frankensteins. And I'll tell you what, folks, the jig is up. The account, these people will get their accounting for having created this plague around the world. But now let's see how the Mennonites dealt with it. Here we are. We're back in Lancaster County.
That also meant avoiding hospitals.
I know of some cases in which Amish people like refused to go to the hospital, even when they were very sick, because if they went there, they wouldn't be able to have visitors. And it was more important to be sick, even very sick, at home, and have the ability to have some people around you, than to go to the hospital and be isolated.
And be intubated. I'll give you a term you probably have never heard in your life. I'll bet you've never heard this word. You've heard the word intubated a lot, hundreds of times, have you not? Have you ever heard the term extubated? You heard it for the first time right there, didn't you? Extubated. That means when you pull the damn tube out of the poor guy's breathing apparatus. The reason you haven't heard the term extubated is that once you get intubated, that's it. That's it, Jack. They're going to pull the tube out when you're expired, when you're dead. That's what happened in Andrew Cuomo's hospitals in the state of New York, where 90% of the people that were intubated died. And what did it take to get intubated in New York, in Andrew Cuomo's Democrat hospitals? If you went in complaining of difficult breathing, boy, you made a big fat mistake. I'm having difficulty breathing, doctor. Well, all right, you can kiss your ass goodbye, because you're going into the hospital. You have an 85% chance. If you complained of difficulty breathing, you had an 85% chance of getting intubated. And if you got intubated, you had a 90% chance of dying from that. And then they were going to treat you. What was the other thing they treated people with? It'll come to me in just a moment. Remdesivir. And from what I've heard from doctors, forget me, I'm not a doctor, I have no medical advice to offer you. Remdesivir, if you didn't die of the intubation, the remdesivir will do it. That'll finish you off. That's another Fauci concoction. That's not Regeneron, which works. That's remdesivir, which doesn't work. It destroys you. All right, here we go.
Then last March, remarkable news. The Lancaster County Amish were reported to be the first community to achieve herd immunity.
Now, I'm looking at the headline here, the newspaper headline, AP, 90% of plain, that is, Amish community households hit by COVID-19. They call themselves plain people. 90%. And they have herd immunity. You know, instantly, they achieved herd immunity.
Meaning a large part of the population had been infected with COVID-19 and become immune. Some outsiders are skeptical, and solid proof is hard to come by.
Even those who believed that they had COVID tended not to get tested. Their approach tended to be, I'm sick.
You can disregard all this. Listen to it carefully. But this is just the obligatory. It's not exactly what it so obviously seems to be.
I know I'm sick. I don't have to have someone else tell me I'm sick. Or a concern that if they got a positive test, they would then be asked to really dramatically limit what they were doing in a way that might be uncomfortable for them. So we don't have that testing number.
We didn't want the numbers to go up because then they would shut things more. What's the advantage of getting a test?
Exactly.
One thing's clear, there's no evidence of any more deaths among the Amish than in places that shut down tight. Some claim there were fewer here. That's without masking, staying at home, or another important measure.
Did most of the community, at least the adults, get the COVID-19 vaccine?
Again, we don't have data on that, but I think it's pretty clear that
The answer is no, ladies and gentlemen. This guy is a scholar, even though he's a Mennonite himself. He's a scholar, so he's already compromised. He's hedging everything. We don't have the data on that. No, they didn't get vaccinated.
Percentage terms, relatively few did.
Well, we're glad all the English people got their COVID vaccine.
Now, that's us, ladies and gentlemen. You out there in the audience, you're the Amish. Call you the English people or the English. Isn't that great? I've forgotten. I used to know where that terminology came from. I think it's these folks were they were German speakers from places like Switzerland, Bavaria, Germany, and the Netherlands. They spoke Dutch and German, and so those of us that spoke English when they came here to America for religious freedom, they referred to us quite logically as the English. So he's thanking us dumb English for, of course, he wishes we'd done what they had done.
That's great, because now we don't have to wear a mask. We can do what we want. So good for you. Thank you. We appreciate it. No, we're not getting vaccines. Of course not. We all got the COVID. So why would you get a vaccine?
By staying open, the Amish here have one tangible 2020 accomplishment few others can claim.
We had this joke when everybody else started walking, we started running. We made more money in the last year than we ever did. It was our...
Let me let him finish.
Best year ever.
Did the Amish...
It was our best year ever. So during this entire shutdown in which our society, our economy, our way of life has been destroyed, the Amish were doing hand-over-fist business. They were more productive than ever. Their best year ever. And they're productive every year. Their best year ever. Could have been that way for all of us. In fact, Donald Trump had the boom going. The boom could have continued. Isn't this interesting? This is not a small community. This is not a small number of people. And here's the interesting, the Amish, Mennonites, the Hutterites, they constitute a study group. They constitute a large, what's the term they use? A large cohort in a medical experiment. What would happen if you just said, go to hell, to Anthony Fauci, and you said, no, we're not going to change our life. We're going to live life normally. Take your vaccine and all your remdesivir, and shove it. Well, they've conducted the test. And the results are in, ladies and gentlemen. The results are in. Now, you haven't heard, I don't know if you've heard about this before this show, before hearing it right here, right now. Did you hear about this fact that all these rather numerous religious communities all over our country, they're doing fine. They did great. They didn't die like flies. They weren't picking each other up off the fields there with dead people everywhere. No. They had fewer deaths than we've had. They had no problems whatsoever.
Really find a magic formula. They say yes, and they don't care who doubts it.
Yeah, all the Amish know we got herd immunity. Of course we got herd immunity. When the whole church gets coronavirus, we know we got coronavirus. Yes, we think we're smarter than everybody. I mean, should be paying, but we think we did the right thing.
They sure did. We think we're smarter than everybody. Now that's pride is a sin for them as Christians, but he just can't help himself saying that. And they are right. Yes, they were and are smarter than the rest of us. They did do the right thing. Isn't this a wonderful story? And the whole case is made by simply by these people and their experience. This is, you know, in science, this is exactly what you dream of. This is an experiment involving hundreds of thousands of people who, you know, let's say you wanted to do the experiment. You were, you know, you were a medical researcher, and you said, well, let's run an experiment where we take half a million people, and we expose them to coronavirus, and no hospitalization, no remdesivir, no Anthony Fauci, no stupid, take the word stupid out, no wonderful masks, no social distancing, what else did they do? No lockdowns. Let's run that experiment. And in fact, let's pass around the wine, COVID-infected wine, and let's pass it around to all 500,000 people, and let's see what happens. And, you know, this is a scientific experiment with a controlled group. They are the control group, and see what happens. Well, you couldn't run that experiment with medical ethics. You can't run an experiment quite like that, I don't think. I guess you can run ones considerably worse than that. But in any event, that experiment wasn't going to be run by a medical institution, but it was done by this entire people. And the experiment has been done for over a year. The results have been in for over a year. And everything we've said on this show about the scamdemic has proved 100% accurate, correct. This is wonderful. Anyway, that's now you're not going to hear this story. It's not going to be on CNN or MSDNC or any of the other controlled media. This story never happened. Kelso made it up. That tape you just heard, that was actually something I did in my sound studio. I just made the whole thing up with actors. I hired actors. All the claims made there were all phony, and the headlines were all phony. It never happened. So there's, of course, CNN and MSNBC and ABC and so on. They didn't report this because it never happened. All the Amish, you know, all the Mennonites and Hutterites, they all got vaccinated, and they all conformed, and they all obeyed like little zombies, the way we did, like dumbass zombies. That's what we did. We didn't have the to fight back. Now, by the way, it goes back into their history. The Amish, the Mennonites, the Hutterites, their history is pretty dramatic. They have resisted coercion throughout their history of the most hideous kind. One of their doctrines is non-resistance. For some of them, is non-resistance. They will not fight back. Somebody attacks them, they will not strike you. They won't shoot you. And they've actually endured things where they were One of the reasons they came to America is that in the old country, there were instances, for instance, of live burials where Amish and Mennonites were buried alive and they didn't resist. They prayed for the people that were killing them. So they've dealt with resistance before, with civil disobedience. I'm not going to do what you're ordering me to do. Well, there's a wonderful story there. We'll take a break here. If you want to call in, good chance to do it. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
In the context of what's going on, I don't know what they were singing about there, working for the FBI. We're going to go in a moment here. We're going to go to David in San Francisco and maybe have a little bit of fun. So, David, get ready. Get whatever you're going to throw at me ready. But let me just add this on our last segment there about the Amish Mennonites in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. They simply said, go to hell, basically. They wouldn't use that language. No, we will not obey the government. And it worked for them. And they, you know, I watch the Hutterites here when they, you know, are shopping in the market. You know, I'm kind of interested to see what do they put in their shopping cart. You know, are they eating super healthy food? They look so healthy and so on. What are they? I want to copy whatever they're buying in their shopping cart because they look so healthy. The women are so beautiful. The men are so handsome. So, and I look in their shopping carts and, there's nothing, it's not particularly healthy what they're buying. They, you know, they buy marshmallows and they buy, sugar-coated cookies and they buy all kinds of stuff that isn't that great for you. My shopping cart was a lot healthier than the typical Hutterite, in this case, shopping cart. They're healthy. So how did they beat? They didn't beat COVID-19 by following the Kelso super healthy diet. They just ate what they normally eat. And they lived their wholesome, spiritually wholesome life. And the one thing they did that doctors who have beaten COVID-19 recommend is they got plenty of sunshine. That's really smart. D3. You're going to get to D3 with the sunshine. But for instance, in my case, is the term armamentarium, your medicine cabinet, you know, the things you have to help yourself, you know, not a bad idea, really, to look after your own health, maybe, and not be a dependent zombie. So in my armamentarium, I've got things that I'm sure that the very few Mennonites, Amish, or Hutterites have. I've got quercetin. It's just a nutrient, but it's wonderful. Beats the hell out of COVID-19, I am told. I've got ivermectin. I've got butyrate. I've got N-acetylcysteine. These are commonly available. Probably some of these you will be hearing about for the first time right here. N-acetylcysteine is abbreviated NAC. Apparently this also is wonderful for your health in regards to COVID-19. I am told by great doctors. We'll be right back with, I'll complete that list and make my point.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because